Thanks for coming in. Well, weather's not very nice. I appreciate that. I told her I'm going to give her a pass from now on. You get show points no matter what because you were actually here in the midst of this. But next time we have really nasty weather, we'll just do this kind of thing on the phone. But anyway, Nancy Berry joins us this morning. And let's talk first of all about a comment that you made that showed up on a blog. That had to do with, it was on the Eagle blog, and it had to do with your comment that with the recall election, because this is the first time I think we've talked to you since all three candidates, all three people said that they were going to remain on council. Your comment, as I recall it, to paraphrase, is, heck, I'd have the election tomorrow if the people of Welborn would pay for it. Is that accurate? And where
it
did
is.
You go from there?
I was on the phone with the Eagle reporter. I was at the reception in Austin with the chamber when he called. And he asked me about that, and that was my comment, and that was Nancy Berry's comment.
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't the mayor's comment, if you will, and, you know, we've been told by our legal counsel that the state laws trump our charter, and the state law says that elections are held on the Uniform Election Day, so we're going to call the election for May 14th, which is the next Uniform Election Day. But if I had my druthers, I'd just soon do it as soon as possible. I don't want to encumber the citizens for another dime of city money, which is what, you know, it would cost to about $35,000 to hold an election. So I said, if I had my druthers, I'd just as soon have it done ASAP, and if the citizens of Welborn would pay for it, I'm happy. But that was Nancy Berry talking, not in the context of being the mayor and being advised of what the legal situation
sure.
is.
Sure. Okay. So I appreciate the clarification. You had an interesting meeting last night. I don't know how many of these that you've had with the College Station School Board. Purpose of the meeting, I guess you had an agenda. What were some of the things that you covered last
night? Well, it was really just more of an information sharing meeting. We had not had one since I've been mayor, but typically they've happened twice a year, every 6 months. So it was, quote, the school district's time to host, and they did a lovely job. And mostly it was staff reports. We didn't have a whole lot of interchange other than, you know, normal chit-chat while we were eating and stuff. But it was staff reports. We got an update on the construction projects of the new schools, and Dr. Colson gave us the scenarios of what was going to happen with the budget shortfall and what the contingency plans the school district was looking at. Our staff gave them an update on the construction projects that are by the school, and it was that type of thing. We got a presentation on school bus advertising. School district's going to go ahead and do it. They have the right to refuse anything, so you're not going to see tobacco or alcohol or political or religious kinds of things on there. So as a possible source of revenue that doesn't increase taxes.
One of the things that obviously is right in the middle of this, the large elephant in the room, is the city of Welborn, because obviously, excuse me, the community of Welborn. That's an area that is served by the school district, and y'all are having kind of an ongoing dialogue with them. How was Welborn discussed, in your view, in the meeting last night?
It was not. I mean, the area of Welborn is in the College Station School District, and so actually the new elementary school and the new high school will be very close to the Welborn community.
Sure.
So yeah. It wasn't discussed in that context.
Mayor Nancy Berry joining us. Let's kind of harken back to the Bryan College Station Chamber Day in Austin. You were there, as you said. What were your observations as to how those visits went?
Well, I thought it went very well. I was very impressed. The chamber had a large contingent. I think we were probably about 50 people. I think we got to see collectively maybe about 140 senators and representatives or members of their staff. We weren't asking for anything. We know what kind of budget shortfall they're facing. And so the issues that we wanted to bring up to them were basically, you know, kind of first do no harm. So
good. Yeah, don't do that, please.
Yeah. And so, you know, we weren't asking for anything, knowing that we weren't going to get anything. So it went well. We were well received. I was on the group that went with Tap Benz and Roy Sickman and Jason Bayinski, and we saw both Senator Ogden and Representative Brown, both cordial visits. Representative Brown we saw in the early afternoon, and he was on the House floor in the morning, and he said, well, a lot of his colleagues had come up to them him and said that they had met some of the representatives of the chamber group, and they were impressed with us. And so that was very nice to hear.
Yeah. What's on your agenda? What do you got going on? What do you want to talk
about?
Well,
we have a council meeting tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, and...
What pops out of the old agenda at you?
Well, not a whole lot. I think it's going to be pretty straightforward tomorrow. We are going to... in executive session, talk about our vacant positions, and so hopefully we'll move forward with those.
Is this a situation, obviously you've got a city manager in place right now on an interim basis. This something that you're going to wait until after the election and changes you're going to do before?
No, I think we're going to move forward on this. I hope we'll have a new city manager and a new city attorney in place by the end of the month.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's moving at a pretty fast rate. Well, all right. Anything else that we want to discuss this morning? I want to give you an opportunity to do that since I've been, you know, beating you up.
Yeah. I've heard that, you know. I had to go online to listen to it.
Did you?
You were in full mode.
I was.
Yeah. Well, I think the question on the, you know, the information and communication, I think with the world of, you know, the internet and blogs, people may see an agenda item and they just assume it's going to pass, and they haven't, you know, they don't go listen to the live feed or go back and read the supporting materials on the agenda. So, you know, sometimes misinformation or half-truths, you know, get a life of their own on the internet and blogs, and people comment it, and they comment and comment on the comment, and you know, sometimes there's just misinformation out there. And so that was Ms. McMillan was the one that wanted to see if we could do something about communications for misinformation. So that's kind of where that came from.
Okay, but, I got you.
We hope that you, amongst other media, help spread the word of what is happening at City Hall, and we appreciate that.
Okay, very good. Thank you. You bet. That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.